Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pro. Brett Harsh is in with us today from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. We did a little siphoning over the weekend, didn't we? We did a little blood drive. How'd that go?
It went pretty well. We had a little last-minute change of plans, and I wanted to thank everybody for being flexible with us on that. They had something go wrong with their bus, which things happen. They did an excellent job, the Red Cross did, of helping us find a new location kind of last minute there. And we want to give a shout-out and thanks to the Hampton Inn for, opening up their conference room for us.
That was nice.
Yeah, so we got in there, and it was successful. I stopped by a couple times. I try not to be in their way too much, especially with the COVID regulations and stuff. I didn't want to be in there too much around people. And but it went well. There were some people that had to, in and out. Things got busy. Then the weather the week before was bad and made it even more hectic. And then with the change in the location, we only had about 23 that signed up. But on the plus side of that, 15 of the 23 of the donations were accepted, which is a very, very high percentage. So that was really good that we got to get in there and do that. So it was still successful.
Well, how did everybody do with the interesting weather we had? A little ice storm, couple of winter storms, kind of looked like we were in a snow globe and somebody was shaking us up. I imagine the residents kind of like looking at the snow.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty if you're inside and warm.
Yeah,
if you're outside, not so much. Yeah, if you're out on the roads, it may not look as pretty, but no, it was pretty neat. They like sitting at the window, and when they could get out of the rooms and stuff and look out, and with all the snow we did have, which is way better than the ice we had.
Oh yeah.
Well, we can all agree with that. But
yeah.
But they did. It was really pretty around the facility. I got outside and took some pictures and put it on Facebook and stuff, and it really made the front entrance pop and everything. And they did. It was something neat for them to enjoy, which is little things like that is important for them to be able to enjoy with everything else going on in the world right now, not being able to come and go as they please as much, and these new restrictions and stuff that we all have to follow. It can get kind of sad, but they've been doing a really good job of, and our staff has been doing a really good job of when the activities girls are being able to find stuff for them to do, and that was just something small that they could do, that much of a change in the weather, so it was pretty cool.
Well, you're taking some of the sting out of these confinements, so to speak. What is this thing called a hugging station? What is that?
So a hugging station, we had our maintenance guys last week, David and Jake, did an awesome job. They got it installed. It's actually going to be in use starting this week, I believe, from what I've been told. And so basically, we used our visitation station, which is on wheels, it's mobile,
yeah.
And then they installed arm slots with plastic covering around it, so you can insert your arms into the slots
like gloves that go all the way up to your shoulders.
Basically, yeah. And it's installed from both sides, so you can physically hug somebody while being safe, and when it's following the restrictions. And then after each hug, each visit, they get sanitized inside and out. And then that's been approved, and it's been approved for us to use. So that's, which is really big, because one of the main things with being able to see your families is, when you can't touch them or physically feel them and hug them, that really gets some people down. They want to be able to feel and hold their loved ones and their family members. So not being able to do that's been one of the toughest things. For family, because you see them, but physically you see them, but you can't hug them and feel them. So that's kind of sad. But with this new invention that somebody came up with, they're genius.
that took the sting right out of that, didn't it?
So it should. So we're gonna have some hugs going on this week, hopefully. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Well, we're talking with Brett Harsh here, and he's with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. I guess you guys got a little streak going here, a little hot streak. What's going on?
Yeah, well, hopefully don't jinx it too much, but we are excited to announce that we are now COVID-free for the past 5 weeks, if my numbers are right. That's what I've been told. So that's the great news. Everybody's negative right now. We will test again tomorrow. We test weekly. We will still have to test weekly, but we are back in phase two. So with caution, and we are allowing some inside visits. We have a craft room that we allow people to go in. It's big enough to where you can safely stay 6 feet apart, but discuss, have some discussions and conversations with your loved ones without getting too close and getting everybody exposed. And then after each visit, they go in and they, for about 20 to 30 minutes, they sanitize and they spray it down and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's doing what we can to remain safe, but also allow people to see their loved ones, because not being able to see their loved ones, that's just, you know, that's not anything that we want to keep anybody from doing, but we have to be sure that we're using caution and that we're doing it carefully as well.
It sounds like it's working. I mean, that's 5 weeks. That's great. And of course, now with the hugging station installed, it's starting to take an abnormal circumstance and making it feel a little bit more normal. And that's always a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be kind of a test in progress. There's been other facilities that have used it. We've done some research on it. It was where we got our ideas. And they loved it. There's people, you know, there's been news stations and stuff doing pieces on it and stuff like that. So, you know, as long as we can keep it safe, as long as we can keep it a positive thing, then I don't think there should be any issues. I can't emphasize enough, you know, how well our staff has been doing with this for the last, really since it started, from what I've heard, but even since I started working here, they've just done such a great job. And then our infection control specialist, Lacey, she does a great job day in and day out. I honestly don't know how she does it. She works a ton of hours. She does, you know, she truly cares about the staff and the residents, and just the job that she's done since she's been hired, it's been pretty remarkable. Going in and doing this, even when we have the unfortunate thing that, you know, that people don't realize is, like, just because we go back to, you know, to a phase to where we're COVID positive, the majority of the time, that's only if there is one positive test. So out of all the people that are in our facility coming in and out, you know, the resident staff, stuff like that, if there's only one positive test out of all of them, that's, the numbers there are really good. But unfortunately, one's all it takes.
and then we're
required to go back and it kind of start over. But it's been great. And even the ones that have tested positive for the last few months have been doing really well. They've quarantined well. They've been able to hold it together pretty well, which, you know, the mental side of it's just as, sometimes just as bad and just as hard to do as the physical side of getting over the sickness. You know, being cooped up inside your room all day and not being able to leave, that's pretty tough for anybody. But just the job that they've done, and now, you know, like you said, being 5 weeks now, hopefully we can make it six tomorrow.
There we go. That'd be good.
And we can just keep kind of moving on. So it's been good.
Well, it is. It really is. Now the weather's getting a little bit nicer. It could stand to be a little bit warmer, but once it does, that new patio that was put in late last summer, early fall, can get some more use. Nothing like fresh air and sunshine to kind of get all those bad old bugs away and also get a little vitamin D on the natural side.
Yeah, that patio, it's looking really good now. It's going to get a workout for sure. So we got, like I said, you know, I've stated in the past that we've got, you know, some flowers and stuff planted around the trees, so it's good. It helps it pop. The grass is, you know, going to grow around it. You know, the more sun we get, the warmer it gets. The weather for the next couple of weeks, from what I've saw, is looking pretty nice.
It is.
So I'm sure there's already people that, you know, that can kind of brave the cooler weather because they want to be outside, so, which is good. But yeah, I think you're right. It's, you know, it's when we get up in the 60s and 70s and stuff, I think we're really going to see a lot of people outside, and you know, being COVID free is going to help that even more. Not necessarily that they can't go outside, but you know, if we're COVID free and we're not having to worry about all these other restrictions and stuff, people can kind of, it's just the whole mood is just, it's just more positive. People can go in and out as they want, you know, outside, I mean, of course, and get out there and, you know, kind of, it's good to see, you know, when you pull up and there are people outside and they're smiling and enjoying the nice weather and stuff, which there for a few weeks, we, you know, kind of forgot what sun even looked like.
So
that's been really good. The past week or two, it's been much nicer, and I think it's just going to keep getting nicer. So yeah, once that starts happening, I think we're really going to see the moods go up more in a positive direction, just being able to be out there and enjoy that too.
Now I'm going to circle back. I heard a lady say that on a presidential news thing. Circle back. I'm going to circle back.
Okay.
Because we've got another one of those blood drives coming up here in a pretty short order, don't we?
Yeah. So we like I said earlier, I think it was maybe one or two radio shows ago, we've been approved for the rest of the year 2021 to be on kind of a rotating schedule to continue to host these blood drives, which is, it's really cool. We're honored that they've picked us to do that. So our next one's going to be Monday on April 26th. As far as I know, that's still going to be the 15-minute intervals from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. We'll if that's the case, we'll only have 29 slots again. So, you know, people need to get in and get signed up there so they can, if they want to give blood, they can go ahead and get in there and do that. Now, the last one that we held last week was the last one that I was guaranteed, to my knowledge, that they will be testing for the COVID antibodies. However, I have been hearing rumors that they might go ahead and extend that and continue to test for antibodies. So that's kind of on a to-be-announced basis. I don't want to guarantee anything right now. But that's a big question that people ask. They want to be tested for those antibodies. They want to see if they've had it.
They don't mind parting with that blood, but by golly, they want a little something.
That's right. They want a little something in return, which I can't blame them because then, you know, if they have the antibodies, that makes it safer for them to be around people and other people to be around them. So that's, you know, I can't blame them at all. So like I said, right now we're going to leave that on kind of a to-be-announced, to-be-determined type of thing. I will be getting with our account manager and kind of getting with her on that because she does a great job of letting me know of all the, you know, all the stuff going on. So I think I can see them, you know, go ahead and extending that just because it's such a popular thing right now to be able to get tested for that. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they're going to continue to do that for at least for, you know, the next few months. And while we're on the topic of blood drive, before I forget, yep. I also wanted to give Christy at Angels Care a shout out and thank her. She came over with some bags of goodies and candy and stuff for the people giving blood at the Hampton last week, which is really kind of her because we had to change up on her last minute too because she thought we were going to be at our facility and ended up being somewhere else. But she was very flexible with us and went ahead and got over there and gave everybody snacks and stuff, which was really great. So we really appreciate that as well.
All righty. Now we want everybody to know where they can find Bartlesville Health and Rehab Center. It's just right down the road from the radio station a piece.
Yeah, so Bartlesville Health and Rehab, we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, or a lot of you know it as just north of the hospital, the facility just north of the hospital, and we can be reached at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545, and we also have our website up and running at BartlesvilleHealthandRehab.com.
All righty. Well, you still have the apartments available. I know that you were looking for tenants, and I know that folks have been eyeballing that. I imagine you probably only got a couple left.
Yeah, we had last week. I believe we had three or four left. They're going pretty well good. Right now. So they're, I mean, it's a good deal, you know, for $850 a month and everything being included in that. That's a really, really pretty good deal. And then also having the option to be put on some meal plans as well too. So that's a pretty cool thing as well. And before I forget,
yes,
I also wanted to mention, speaking of apartments, I'm glad you brought that up. We did have our first round of our COVID vaccinations for the apartment residents and for some outside people of the families that were able to come in last week and get some. So that was good. So they'll be able to get their second shot end of March, I think. March 19th, yeah, maybe sounds familiar. Yeah. So it's going to be, so that was a really good thing too. And that was a big success.
Well, great going. All right. We're doing a lot of good things there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And of course, don't forget folks, they are into phase two again, allowing some inside visitation with caution. And you got to check out that hugging station.
Yeah, the hugging station. It has been posted on Facebook. I've posted some pictures.
I bet you did.
We had a couple volunteers that went out and used it first and went ahead and masked up and went out there and safely were able to use the hugging station. So that is on our Facebook page if anybody wants to go and check that out. It's really, there's pictures of it without it being used so you can really see what it is, and there's pictures of it in use. So it's really a pretty cool thing. So we're very blessed and very thankful that we're able to find these ideas for people to be able to hug their loved ones, because we know that's important.
And I'll tell you another thing that's really important is that Bartlesville Health and Rehab is locally owned and locally operated. You don't have somebody from New York City calling the shots having no idea where you to even find Bartlesville on
the road. The people that are running the show here are basically in there, if not every day, at least every other day. So they're really inside and know what's going on, and that makes a huge difference. And that whole family owned and family operated, that really makes a big difference to families too. You know, when they send their loved ones to us, because they know, you know, that we're going to treat them like family, and they are our family. So that is a big topic with us.
Brett Harsh, I want to thank you for coming in, and as always, going to be softball season for you pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll talk a little bit about that sometime down the road. And you've been listening to One on One with the Pro right here on K1, the one you trust.